linguistic objects.
Greetings from Cyberdelic Space. This is Lorenzo, and I'm your host here in the Psychedelic Salon. Yeah, I know that I said I wouldn't get another podcast out until after I returned from Burning Man, but the truth is, I missed being with you here in the Psychedelic Salon, so I thought I'd get this one last program out before I leave for the playa. And as you already know, my anticipation about going to Burning Man this year is approaching my excitement about Christmas when I was 10 years old, I think. But for those of you who aren't all that interested in that event, I'll keep all of the Burning Man talk until the very end. But before I get into today's program, I first want to thank some wonderful people who were kind enough to send in a donation to help offset the expenses of producing these podcasts. And these very kind donors include Martin J., Dharma Awakenings, I love that name, by the way, Janiscate Creative, who also is one of our frequent donors, I might add, and fellow Saloner James Mack. So thank you so much, you guys. Your donations will certainly help pay for the blank discs, batteries, and other equipment that we're going to be using to record the Plyologues next week. And Robert O., my fellow grandfather, I keep meaning to write to thank you for your continuing generosity, but as is obvious, I'm not doing a very good job at keeping up with my email. But I do hope all is well with you and yours, and my guess is that your new granddaughter has by now completely taken over the family. At least I know that's the case around here with Mary C. and I and our granddaughter. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you. Oh, and Doug M., man, I'm so sorry about making you wait so long for the book I promised. But I haven't forgotten about it, and I'll do my best to get it out to you as soon as I get back from the burn. Okay, now on to the program, which is a talk that the artist and former Iowa Scarrow, Pablo Amaringo, gave at the Mind States Conference that John Hanna produced in Berkeley, California, in May of 2003. Now, I'm sure that our Spanish-speaking saloners are really going to enjoy this even more than I did. But even though I don't understand Spanish, it somehow just felt good to have Pablo's voice coming through my headphones just before the interpreter's voice cuts in. And I think you'll see what I mean. So we'll begin right now with Susan Blackmore's introduction of Pablo. And Susan, as you know from my last podcast, was not only the first speaker at the conference that year, she was also our mistress of ceremonies. So here now is her introduction of Pablo Amaringo at the 2003 Mind States Conference, held during the last week in May at the International House in Berkeley, California. And yet remaining in
I will only say a few words because obviously you know him. You probably know his wonderful book, Ayahuasca Visions, and I'm sure you've seen some of his paintings here. He's going to tell his own story, so I won't tell you about where he comes from and what he's done, other than to say that he gave up 25 years ago being a shaman to concentrate on painting. And he now runs a school in the jungle where jungle children come for free, they don't have to pay, and learn to paint. And some of his students' paintings are here as well. But the story I will leave for him to tell himself. So please welcome Pablo Amaringo.
Hi, for those of you that are wondering, what is that guy doing up there? No, I'm not Pablo Amaringo's son. I'm going to be translating for Pablo, and I figured that it would be more fun if we could do this in sort of like a little interactive way.
Tenga muy buenas noches, queridos amigos y amigas, y todas las personas que nos acompañan.
He's saying good evening to every one of you, and thanks for being here.
Yo me llamo Pablo Amaringo Xuña, nací en Tamanco, Río Ucayali, Distrito de Emilio San Martín, Departamento de Loreto.
He's Pablo Amaringo, and he was born in Peru, and he would like to thank you for having him here.
Yo viví en Tamanco hasta la edad de 10 años. De ahí vine a vivir en Pucallpa.
He lived in
Pucallpa.
See, he was born in Peru and he lived in Pucallpa until he was 10 years old.
Desde mi tierna infancia a la edad de 3 años comencé a darme cuenta de lo que es la vida de la gente, de los animales y todos los elementos que hay en este globo terráqueo.
He spent a lot of time in nature and he learned about the plants and the animals and by watching, and this became an interest of his that he was later able to replicate in through his art.
Para mí la vida parecía no tener propósito, porque uno nace, crece, se casa, tiene hijos y vive, y luego viene la vejez y uno muere.
He thought that when he was growing up, that life really lacked purpose. He basically thought, well, you know, you grow up, you learn, you go to school, you get married, you'd have kids, and that's it.
Entonces yo me preguntaba, ¿qué hay de la vida después de que uno está aquí vivo? ¿A dónde va? ¿Qué hay del humano después?
So he started to wonder, what is after one goes through the cycle of getting married and having kids and living life? What happens after one exits? What happens after one dies?
Por la tradición de mis abuelos y de mis padres, llegué a ser católico. Y era muy religioso desde muy tierna edad, pero no podía creer después que uno está influenciado por espíritus o no sé quiénes más.
He was born and raised Catholic, and he did not really subscribe to the idea that that religion, how they interpret existence and life to be, especially life after death. So again, he was curious about this, and he wanted his own answers.
Entonces empecé a buscar el camino de cómo uno puede encontrar, me comencé a poner a investigar las religiones y también todo lo que el humano hace y bueno, seguí adelante yo siempre pensando cómo es la vida o por qué vivimos y eso me preocupaba mucho.
He's this led him on a philosophical sort of quest, and he wanted to find out as much as he could, not only about having experiences in this realm, but also in the other realms. And he became obsessed with the idea of searching for this knowledge.
Viendo que no podía tener respuesta ni por medio de la religión ni de nadie. Entonces yo mismo seguía investigando hasta que por último me hice incrédulo en cuestiones espirituales. No creía nada de lo que hay espíritus.
At first he did not believe, simply because of his Catholic upbringing, he did not believe that there was any type of life after death. He was not convinced, given the way that it is explained in that religion, that there was any validity. He thought it was more of a belief system than anything. So he really wanted to have experiences, if these could be had, in these other realms, so that he could know from his personal experience whether there was other realities, whether there was life after death.
Entonces, a los 10 años, me dieron de tomar la bebida de la ayahuasca y yo tuve unas visiones en aquel tiempo, pero no creía nada de lo que puede ser cierto estas cosas.
So, at 10 years old, he was given the shamanic brew ayahuasca, which led him to have visions, and he became aware of the the interior landscape, that there was something else beyond the veil that we perceive as everyday reality.
Hasta que por último, una vez, vi a una señora que a mi hermana la curó cuando ella estaba ya moribunda. La levantó en solo 2 horas. Y entonces yo me puse a pensar de que qué cosa hay entonces tras de esta ciencia que llaman la ayahuasca.
He's referring to a small story about this sister of his that was ill, and after intaking the ayahuasca brew, she began to feel better than she had in a few weeks that she had been being treated by doctors with these, you know, regular Western pharmaceuticals. They weren't having an effect, but the ayahuasca brew surprisingly led to a eventual recovery. So he became interested in the not only visionary aspect, but also the healing aspect of this plant brew.
Entonces, yo me puse a investigar porque yo me burlaba siempre de estos curanderos o llamado chamanes. Yo siempre me burlaba porque creía que son unos timadores, unos mentirosos y que a la gente los explotan, los estafan con su llamado conocimiento de curanderismo.
Oddly enough, he says that at first he was turned off by so-called shamans and so-called medicine man healers. And if anything, he thought they were just a con man and charlatans, and that they did not have any type of abilities or know-how on how to cure, elicit a healing or a visionary state. So again, he went into this very skeptic.
A los 28 años empecé una investigación muy minuciosa sobre esta purga. Empecé a tomar con una señora y a los pocos meses me comencé a recibir poderes.
At 28 is when he really became wholeheartedly devoted to investigate consciousness, and his interest led to him eventually become a shaman, a full-time shaman.
Entonces, me di cuenta de que esta es una planta muy sagrada que revela misterios sobre lo que el mundo se ha formado, el universo y todo lo que existe en la vida.
He says that from experience he came to learn and that the ayahuasca bestows upon the drinker, the user, knowledge about a variety of topics, not only, you know, consciousness and perception, but also lets one to realize that what we perceive is, like Susan Blackmore was saying earlier, you know, it's an illusion.
Muchas personas lo tienen a esta planta como si fuera una droga, pero no es una droga. Es una planta de muchos misterios y que más bien nos inmuniza el cuerpo contra las enfermedades contagiosas.
He came to understand that this brew made out of these plants is, as he calls it, a sacred brew. These are sacred plants used for many things.
Y entonces cuando yo llegué a enterarme bien de estas cosas mediante las visiones que tuve, me di cuenta de que el mundo que nos rodea no es simplemente una casualidad, sino es algo concreto, porque su causa viene de la parte espiritual, viene de la parte que uno no puede ver, viene de la energía espiritual.
He says that he came to know from his experiences that this world as we perceive it is spiritual in nature. And when he says spiritual in nature, that is its origin, it's non-physical. We perceive the outside, the finished product, but it all takes place, the construction of that inside.
Entonces allí en medio de estas visiones llegué a unos templos sagrados, unos templos muy santos o sacrosantos, y allí me enseñaron muchas cosas sobre lo que es la humanidad, sobre lo que es las plantas, el agua, los elementos que nosotros tenemos aquí en la tierra.
He says that he became eventually aware of all this, and at the same time he understood that the plant was teaching him through visions, that he was able to somehow decode the visions into information, into an understanding of what it is that he eventually is talking about now, for example. It was all through visions bestowed by ayahuasca.
Mi mente está muy lleno de informaciones espiritualistas, lleno de conocimiento, entendimiento, discernimiento, perspicacia aguda, percepción espiritual y muchas otras ciencias espirituales.
He says that basically when he was taught by the plant and bestowed with these all these visions, at the same and other experiences, he was taken to these sort of churches of knowledge, and all this information was presented to him in a way that he could be able to later speak about it. And he not only has in his database, for lack of a better word, information on psychic and spiritual matters, but also what he calls the interior way on how everything comes to be manifested, how everything comes to be manufactured.
Entonces, me instruyeron sobre lo que es el medio ambiente. Por eso es que yo, en los años de 1968, ya conocía lo que era del medio ambiente, lo que la humanidad está poniendo en peligro a su hábitat, que es la Tierra, que es una nave que viaja. Y entonces los espíritus me contaban y decían que el hombre se está destruyendo a sí mismo.
He said that back in 1968, he got this revelation that we live in this sort of organism, this organism is almost sort of like a ship, and that it keeps us, not only us, but every species, including plants, in sort of a cocoon. And he became also, he was told that this home of ours, this ship, is becoming it's becoming endangered simply because people are not taking care of the environment. And he was given this information so that hopefully he could speak about it and bring awareness to this problem that we're not really realizing. We're just abusing the environment. We're not working together with nature. We're, if anything, it seems like we're working against nature.
Es por eso que cuando una conferencia di en Helsinki en el año 1990, hablé sobre el medio ambiente, sobre lo que se llama el ecosistema, que está empeorando de día en día, porque tanto estamos apeligrando nosotros ahora por la mucha contaminación ambiental. Por esa causa, las Naciones Unidas me dio un galardón del Premio Global 500 de las Naciones Unidas. En Brasil lo he recibido ese premio.
He was given a prize by the United Nations called the 500, and it was because of his work that he's been doing, bringing awareness to the problem that exists with the ecosystem. And through his talks, he has been bringing awareness about this, which led to this prize.
Hablé sobre el medio ambiente que está erosionándose todo, tanto la educación en las personas está, como dicen, sus costumbres, están dejando las buenas costumbres, están agarrando otras costumbres, pero no estaría malo todo lo que hace el hombre, pero siempre que lo haga con conocimiento y entendimiento, discernimiento y sabiduría.
He says that basically the reason why this is happening, he sees it as a lack of awareness on part of the people that live in this planet, and he also feels that by bringing awareness and realizing that we are one with nature, all of us together, it would bring an understanding and a better care of our environment, of the home that we live in.
Porque la raza humana no puede extinguirse, porque en los otros planetas, en los tiempos primigenios, había habitantes también. No quizás como nosotros, pero eran similares y también se han extinguido por no haber cuidado sus medio ambiente o sus casas, mejor dicho.
He was given the information that in other planets there are life forms and they became extinct because of a similar situation where they weren't taking care of their environment, of their home. And he feels that he was given this information in the hopes that the human race can prevent that from happening in this planet, because according to the information he's gotten from ayahuasca, this has happened in other planets with other life forms, perhaps not as human, but nonetheless life forms.
Sabemos bien de que tenemos hijos, tenemos nietos, y ¿qué será de ellos de aquí a unos 500 años en el futuro? Si nosotros no cuidamos, no dejamos nada para nuestros hijos, ¿qué encontrarán nuestros hijos después? Todo será una lástima.
He says that we should not only think about the immediate future of ourselves living in this planet, but also our children and grandchildren. What are we going to leave for them? What are they going to find? And that's something that we should ask, question, and hopefully resolve before it's too late.
Sabemos que nosotros tenemos nuestros ancestros que dejaron la tierra, pero estamos disfrutando de lo poco, pero no hay que erosionar a la tierra, no hay que también contaminar a la tierra, hay que respetarla a nuestra madre tierra.
He says that we should work together with nature, not against nature. If anything, he sees the earth as a womb, as a mother, and the species, the life forms inside Earth are its children.
Es por eso si nosotros nos amamos con el amor verdaderamente, el amor ágape, es verdaderamente el amor que deberíamos practicar porque se basa en principios y es altruista.
He says that one of the chief problems here is the lack of a love. Love for the environment and even love for each other, that this is, it is the culprit.
Yo tengo que dar este mensaje siempre porque lo he visto, lo he recibido de la parte espiritual, de las grandes dimensiones espirituales donde las personas que están formados por los espiritones verdaderamente tienen entre ellos comprensión, unión. Nosotros deberíamos unirnos todos, respetándonos, estimándonos, para poder mantener al globo terráqueo con sus habitantes.
He says that we should learn to not only love each other, but also respect each one of us, ourselves, as well as the environment, so that we don't self-destruct.
Seamos de qué raza también, seamos razas altas, razas bajas, medias, bueno, seamos, tengamos una cultura más extraña o de acuerdo a lo que nosotros podemos tenerlo, pero debemos respetarnos, debemos amarnos.
It should not be about different races or colors of the skin and what have you, you know, if we're still a species, the human species, and we should work as one and see beyond the outside difference.
Es responsabilidad de todos los que vivimos, para arreglar nuestro globo terráqueo, para limpiarle de toda lacra que nos amenaza a la destrucción.
It is our responsibility and no one else's to keep our home in order. Otherwise, again, he sees that we are going to self-destruct as a species and also the planet.
Las guerras no nos trae nada de bueno, por ejemplo. El odio no nos hace, no nos dignifica eso. Lo que nos dignifica es el amor, la amistad, respetándonos cada uno para poder dar un ejemplo a nuestros hijos y que ellos sigan un buen ejemplo en el futuro. Porque todos nosotros los humanos pasamos a un lugar donde vamos a estar.
Wars, for example, are not good for people or the environment. And the same way that there is venom, the hatred that causes these wars are also what's making the possibility to materialize that we may self-destruct. So again, he emphasizes this world needs love. This world needs to be united as one and not separate, because by becoming separate is when the problems begin. And if we can understand again that we are all one, then we may avert the road which we are in now.
Bueno, después de que yo había visto tantas cosas, me explicaron que yo debo de seguir el arte. Entonces, como yo era ya pintor, me hice pintor a los 20 años, pintaba retratos y paisajes. Y las visiones de la ayahuasca empecé a pintar en el año 1985.
Now he wants to talk about his ayahuasca visions and his work, his painting, which he began to publicly display starting in 1985.
Entonces tomé yo la decisión de seguir siendo un artista plástico, y de manera que vi que era muy bonito ser un artista plástico y formé una escuela de pintura donde doy educación, capacitación y entrenamiento adecuado a mis alumnos.
He wanting to do something for others, he began a school, a free school, art school, where he lives in Peru. In order to give something back, give something of himself to others, and so that others may be able to express themselves through art the way that he has been expressing himself. And he did not want to at first become what he calls a plastic artist, which is just someone very generic. He really wanted to his work to come from inside, from the soul, which is what the plant brew allowed him to do, to express his soul, his essence.
De manera que en la escuela mía reciben un conocimiento para poder discernir todo lo que hacen o lo que dicen. Entonces, primeramente en la educación les hago entender que hay que desarrollar las facultades mentales y las facultades también espirituales, morales, los cinco sentidos o tenemos más sentidos, no solo cinco.
In his school, he not only teaches art, but also about perception, what he calls the other senses beyond the five senses that we have, all to so that it could lead to a true, honest expression of what's inside, not just the technique, but the essence behind the technique, so to speak.
En la escuela Ushuaia que yo dirijo, reciben por la primera cosa que tienen que hacer es comprender bien su idioma, saber leer bien, escribir bien.
He says that in his school, one of the prerequisites is that students cannot just come there to learn art. They have to know how to write and how to read, because this also, he feels, allows them to express themselves. So it's not just some bohemian school where people come to draw. He has a very strict code of how he would like his students to express themselves. And again, he feels that proper education is a prerequisite for this.
Porque me he dado cuenta que las personas ahora, por ejemplo, en mi tierra, la gente solamente habla como el loro. Habla lo que sabe, pero no sabe lo que habla.
He says that he's come to realize that a lot of people simply spit out information. They simply talk for the sake of talking, but they really don't understand what is behind those words that they're speaking. They just talk to talk, but they're not comprehending what it is that they're saying.
Es por eso que tengo una gran labor que llevar a cabo, la escuela Ushuaiar, que le utilizo como un vehículo para dar educación a las personas. Todos los que van allá comienzan a pensar, les doy un pensamiento único en lo que es la vida, en que la vida tiene un propósito, no es solamente la vida, es vivir por vivir.
He says that when the students go to his school, they get the what he calls the added bonus, his philosophical understanding of life and experience. And what he means by that is that he enables them to think and self-reflect, which is something that he sees a lack of in common everyday individual, that they lack that, and he makes it a priority to instill that in his students.
Es por eso que les digo que ellos tienen que seguir aprendiendo todos los días que busquen el conocimiento, el entendimiento, el discernimiento, que sepan ellos valorar a una persona, a una planta, a un animal, a una cosa.
He says that the reason why he teaches his students this is so that they can learn how to cherish not only other people, but a plant, an animal, nature.
Que entiendan el valor de una persona, de un animal, de una planta, de una cosa.
He says that he explains to them that they have to understand that each one, an animal, a person, a plant, they're very valuable because they exist, and that no matter what type of plant or animal or person, they're all valuable. They're all unique.
Y que conozcan el contenido de cada uno de ellos, porque la humanidad, valorando al humano, a esa persona, valorando a un animal, a una planta, ¿quién puede hacer una planta? ¿Quién puede hacer un animal? ¿O quién puede hacer a una persona como nosotros? Con corazón, con conciencia, con voluntad.
He asks, you know, who, what type of intelligence can create a plant or an animal or a human being, and also create the feelings, the emotions, the understanding that we human beings have, and the consciousness that other life forms have. You know, what is behind this creation? Who's behind this? Or what is behind this?
De modo que una persona sabiendo valorar, sabiéndole valorar lo que cuesta su cerebro, sus oídos, sus ojos y todo su ser, es de gran valor, de gran aprecio. Por eso que yo a las personas los aprecio a todos, sean niños, adolescentes, sean jóvenes, sean ancianos, yo los valoro, porque nadie puede hacer a una persona con tanta inteligencia, con su don de habla, con su don de pensar.
He says that he values all life because he understands that each life form is unique unto itself, and you know, what or who can create something like this? You know, and that's what drives him to him being so philosophical about life. So he values each and every thing.
Y dándose cuenta de todo esto, una persona debe uno apreciar, respetar, amarlo, ayudarlo, ayudarse entre todos de acuerdo al conocimiento que tenemos, de acuerdo a la capacidad que podemos hacer. No podemos hacer tanto los que tenemos menos conocimiento, instrucción. Para eso están los otros, para ayudar a estos a salir, educarlos de acuerdo. Entonces,
so he says that's why he is on his path now, because he wants to make sure that each person understands why each life form is valuable. He sees that the problem that we're currently facing in the world is a lack of awareness of this, a lack of understanding that each one of us is valuable. Each one of us comes from nature. And that's why he has gone and he's doing what he's doing, which is to bring awareness.
¿Por qué tanta desorden en el mundo? ¿Qué sucede al humano?
He says, why all these problems? What's happening in the world that's brought us up to this point? And those of you, you know, everyone knows what's happening now around the world with this war and everything. You know, what's brought us to this place? And he feels is a lack of awareness, lack of respect, lack of understanding, lack of compassion. But again, it all boils down to lack of awareness, because we are disconnected from this knowledge that ayahuasca has brought to him.
No desecho a la ciencia, al conocimiento que va adquiriendo el hombre, descubriendo todos los elementos que va habiendo, sea en manera universal, sea en manera global de acá, y no desprecio, no desecho la ciencia que el hombre está adquiriendo.
Pero he does not dislike science and modern technology. He sees it as valuable, but again, you know, he emphasizes that it should be a blending of the two, not what's better and or what's worse, but that they're both important because they both come from the same source.
Si no, con la ciencia tendría que saber compartir para el bienestar de la humanidad, para el bienestar de todos, no para destruirse uno, ¿no?
He says that science should be only used to enhance our living, enhance our well-being and peace, as opposed to use technology for war.
Es por eso que los líderes que nos gobiernan, las autoridades, necesitan vestirse del amor.
He says that's what the what he sees wrong with the political leaders that are running this world, that they really have a lack of love, and that they should get a suit made out of love and put it on and wear it and take to office.
Para que así todos nos unamos en la vida y siempre vayamos con un conocimiento exacto para sabernos controlar también en sobre lo que es en lo que el pueblo aumenta, ¿no? Entonces no podemos llenar a la tierra en demasía, sino va a derramarse y nos vamos a consumir también, sino que el humano debe tener la capacidad de ver solamente de llenar la tierra de una manera sabia con sus habitantes que no sobren ya, sino que estén completos.
He says that this also is tapping into the overpopulation that this world has never been so populated in before, almost 7 billion people. And again, this is all comes from a lack of care, and that's because of the lack of awareness, and that we should think before we do, not just do and then think about it.
No sabemos efectivamente si vamos a poder llevar a cabo todo lo bueno para la humanidad. Solamente tenemos que dedicarnos a enseñar lo que sabemos, todo bienestar que podemos hacer para nuestro servicio útil para poder vivir en la vida. Por ejemplo, los que sabemos leer, enseñar a leer al que no sabe, a escribir al que no sabe escribir.
He says that we should really put in our minds that we have to help each other. And if we see someone that does not know how to read or write, then help them. If someone is having a hard time eating, you know, having work, what have you, you know, help that person. Because again, we are all one.
Enseñar a curar, por ejemplo, con las plantas, o con los remedios que uno adquiere de acuerdo a su conocimiento, para sin estar viendo solamente la codicia, estar cobrando y solamente ganar el dinero.
He says that the healing modality, the healing art, should go beyond money and profit, that it should really be done out of love and out of willingness to help the others.
El dinero es bueno tenerlo porque es una defensa para la humanidad, pero es malo cuando lo usamos en malas cosas.
So, and he's not saying that money per se is bad. Money can be used for both good and bad. But again, if we have the awareness, then we would be better able to act.
Por ejemplo, el dinero que yo adquiero es para dar a mi escuela, dar lo que le falta a mi escuela, el dinero que yo gano. Yo soy un pintor, tengo un renombre, la gente mucho me estima en mi pueblo, en mi nación también me estiman y en muchas partes del mundo, pero yo no soy un hombre rico, yo soy un hombre rico en espíritu, pero no en dinero.
He says that he feels he's rich in not in money, but in spirit. And the reason why he has this school is because he has had the opportunity to become known, world renowned, and he uses this position to help others because that's what he feels he needs to do for others. And it would be nice if more people would do the same.
De manera que yo mantengo dos escuelas, mantengo. Y tengo alumnos que me ayudan como profesores. Yo de lo que hago las ventas de mis cuadros estoy manteniendo desde el año 1995.
Since 1995, he's been supporting, he actually has two schools, and he's been supporting these schools by the sales of his painting, because again, he sees that as doing a little something, giving something in return for what he's been giving by the plants.
Es por esa causa que estoy acá, porque efectivamente, mi pueblo no está bien. Por eso es que yo vengo por acá para poderme ganar algún centavo o algún dinero para poder ocupar en las cosas buenas que en la enseñanza de mis alumnos.
He says that things are not very good politically and financially in his country, and which is why he goes outside of his country to do the work that he does so that he can gather enough funds to continue to be able to do the work that he does.
Yo voy dándome cuenta de que yo sigo levantando a las personas en mi comunidad, por ejemplo, las personas no son honestas casi en su totalidad, pero yo voy sembrando algo poco a poco de acuerdo a mi posibilidad en lo que sigo haciendo esta instrucción para mis alumnos, para que ellos sean líderes para otros y vayamos enseñando poco a poco a la gente el arte del bien vivir.
He says that the reason why he does what he does is because he sees that a lot of people, unfortunately, in his country are not good, and they take advantage of others. And he feels that by doing the deeds that he does, it's similar to planting seeds. And he feels that by planting enough seeds, eventually he's going to get a good crop, and that's what he's after, understanding, togetherness.
Qué hermoso es encontrar la felicidad cuando uno contacta con las dimensiones espirituales. Uno llega a conocerse uno primero.
He says that by going into the psychedelic experience, by going into the world of plants, one is able to first and foremost know about himself. And this opens up a whole different realm of possibilities in his eyes by really getting to know oneself.
Cuando uno llega a conocer las dimensiones espirituales, uno está muy contento con el trabajo que hace. No tanto se fija en el bienestar de posesiones materiales, sino está más contento haciendo cosas espirituales. Por ejemplo, como le digo, dar un buen comportamiento a la persona, enseñarle los buenos modales, las buenas acciones, las buenas actitudes, es mejor que a veces darle alguna cosa material.
He says that by going into these states bestowed by the plant, he came to realize that he felt good by doing for others. He felt good by giving of himself. And again, this all comes back from serving others, which he thinks is what nature does. Nature self serves. We have fruit, we have different plants that serve us, we use them for medicines, and he wants to do his part in serving, and again, it's because of this plant interaction that he's had.
Es por eso que siempre voy pensando que nosotros como humanos deberíamos de buscar siempre la dirección de cosas buenas en la vida. Así, con esa cosa vamos a tener el contentamiento, vamos a tener la, como dicen, esa felicidad, esa alegría de vivir, esa alegría y recogernos a nuestro camino eterno satisfecho de días.
He says that the little things are what matters. The little things are important. And that's what leads eventually to the spiritual awakening, to this knowingness that it is all interconnected.
Doy gracias, muchas gracias doy a este pueblo de... A este pueblo de Berkeley. Yo vine el año...
He would like to thank this great place that's known as Berkeley.
Yo vine el año 1990. Estuve en la casa de un amigo de Richard Grossinger, quien me acogió en su casa.
He came here for the first time in 1990, and he was a guest of Richard Grossman, I think he said. Okay.
Entonces, a los 13 años estoy volviendo.
So it's been 13 years since he's been back here to Berkeley.
Y es el lugar que siempre me ha gustado más que cualquier otro lugar de los Estados Unidos.
And he says that this place is the favorite of all the different places he's visited in the United States. And has a very special place in his heart.
Es por eso que les dejo mi paz y yo estaré siempre implorando a la divinidad, a los espíritus divinos, que prospere esta ciudad, esta parte de los Estados Unidos y por qué no decirle todos los Estados Unidos también.
And he says that he hopes that these words are like seeds that he's also planting and that will make Berkeley as well as the United States a better loving place, and that's what he really wants to take with him from it all, just this knowledge that he was able to help in some small way at least, and he leaves you with that.
I really loved what Pablo said about the psychedelic experience when he said, by going into the psychedelic experience, by going into the world of plants, one is able to first and foremost know about himself. This opens up a whole new realm of possibilities in his eyes. And I'm sure that the same can be said of deep meditation, trance dance, and other shamanic forms. But I have to admit that, for me at least, the plants offer such a direct path into these other realms that I don't feel like it's worth my time to get there more slowly. But hey, that's just me. We've all got to step to our own drummers, you know, however measured or far away, as the saying goes. And if you thought you recognized the voice of the translator, well, you must have really good voice recognition, because you probably have heard him before. Pablo's translator for this talk was none other than my good friend Zoe Seven, who you heard in podcast 38, where he talked about mind machines and theogens and the expansion of consciousness. Zoe's got a new book out, by the way. It's titled Back from the Void, and I'm looking forward to reading it as soon as I get back from the burn. Now, since I don't speak Spanish myself, I can't say whether or not Zoe's translations would hold up to a strict university translation department's guidelines. The edge that Zoe does have in translating Pablo, however, is that Zoe is one of the world's most adventurous psychonauts, and so he and Pablo also have a common, but unspoken, language that they share as well. At least that's my current theory. Now, there are a couple of other things I want to mention before getting into the plialogue schedule at Burning Man. The first is that I hope you've been filling in your podcasting listening time with some of the programs on the Cannabis Podcast Network at dopefiend.co.uk. In fact, I stopped by Lefty's Lounge the other day, and you can hear my visit with Lefty on his podcast number 11. And by the way, the Dope Fiend and Xandor and some of their helpers are going to set up a forum for me to use that's interfaced with the rest of their forums over at the dopefiend.co.uk. And that way, all of our audiences can benefit from the interactions that may arise between the whole group of us. And I'll have more to say about that sometime later this year. But Before I close with information about the Plyologues that we'll be hosting at Burning Man this year, I want to mention that this and all of the podcasts from the Psychedelic Salon are protected under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 2.5 license. If you have any questions about that, just click on the Creative Commons link at the bottom of the Psychedelic Salon webpage, which you can find at psychedelicsalon.org. And if you have any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions about these podcasts, well, just send them to lorenzo@matrixmasters.com. And thank you again to John Hanna and JT for providing the recording of the talk that we just heard. And, of course, to Pablo and Zoe Seven for the kind words. And to my friends, Jacques, Cordell, and Wells, also known as Chateau Hayuk. Well, thanks for the use of your music here for all 105 of these podcasts from the Psychedelic Salon. And now for some Burning Man information. First of all, let me say how great it's going to be able to meet so many of you in person. Gosh, we've got fellow saloners coming from Alaska, Germany, Italy, and from all over the States. And to give you an idea of the kind of adventurous souls we're connected to here in the Psychedelic Salon, let me just read a bit from an email I received from Martin, who is also one of our generous donors. And hey, Martin, and any of the rest of you who are on the tight budgets, hey, please don't feel like you should be making a donation of any kind. I'm having a lot of fun doing this, and it's just great to have you here. So just keep coming back each week. That's more than enough for me. So, and thank you all for being here. It's nice to have you with us here in the salon. And now here are a few headlines about the adventure Martin and a couple of his friends have already embarked upon. Europe to L.A., to San Francisco, to Burning Man, to Peru, to Bolivia, and from there, who knows where, huh? Actually, I made up that last part because they really do know where they'll be going from there. My point is that having an adventure like that is really possible. You know, it may take a few years of working, saving, and planning, but there are still quite a few people who manage to get in an adventure or two like that before the system traps them. In my case, I dropped out of law school and spent half a year sailing square-rigged ships in the Pacific with Alan Villiers while they filmed part of the movie Hawaii on board. And it was one of the great adventures of my life, immediately followed by a stint in the Navy and another great tour where they sent me to Vietnam. But that kind of took the new off my fun days in the sun, but that's a story for another day. Now, finally, as promised at the beginning of this podcast, here's a lineup of our scheduled Plyologues that will be held in the Pod Cluster, which we expect to materialize somewhere on Intertidal near 7:30. For those of you who will be on the playa this year. And for you first-time burners, I guess I should point out that it's wise to always, as in always, keep in mind that Black Rock City is on federal land and that there are screwhead cops there too. And some of them are undercover, and some of them are attractive young women in art cars who will give you a lift and then ask for a joint. Last year, there were even some marijuana-sniffing dogs there. Now, granted, it's one of the world's greatest week-long parties, but that doesn't mean that the screwheads in Washington want you to enjoy it. The rule of thumb is that if anyone you don't know offers you an illegal substance or asks you for one, the rule is that from that moment on, you should avoid that person like the plague. I know it happened a few times last year, and it probably ruined the event for the poor guys who were so uncool, but it's doubtful that they were cops, but they still got shunned anyway just for their bad manners. Now, you'd think I'm in a dark mood with this negative stuff here, but I'm really not. For me, it's like this. I've got nothing against anyone who doesn't agree with me about the importance of psychedelics. And I learned a long time ago that rational discussions with these strong anti-drug people is usually a waste of time. So I just do everything I can to avoid them. Okay, by now it's probably just you and me and a few of those who are really interested in the schedule of Plyologues that we're going to be kicking off at Burning Man this year. So let's get started. First of all, we begin Wednesday at 3 p.m. and our topic leader will be John Hanna, speaking on the topic What to Believe In, which is getting more difficult every day, it seems to me, particularly in a place like Burning Man. Then at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, our topic leader is Orach, And some of you remember him probably from last year's burn, where he gave away several hundred copies of Tryptamine Palace that he wrote. And his topic is going to be Tryptamines and God. Now, Rock told me that it might be fun to schedule him close to Daniel Pinchbeck because they hold somewhat different views about several things. So I've scheduled Daniel Pinchbeck next. That's 5 o'clock Wednesday. But here's the really fun part. While I'm sure that most of us expect Daniel to lead a discussion about 2012, instead he's picking up the tempo a notch with his topic, Sex and Social Control, Tantra and Liberation, and Open Discussion. And my guess is that this dialogue may run a little longer than the hour it's scheduled for. Then on Thursday at 3 p.m., we begin with topic leader Valerie Mojeko, who will lead a discussion about psychedelics' role in eco-psychology, which really sounds like it fits quite well with this year's Green Man theme. Then at 4 p.m., Alicia Danforth, who replaced my wife Mary C., as Dr. Grobe's assistant for the psilocybin study at Harvard-UCLA Medical Center, will be leading a topic titled Building a Model for Sustainable Psychedelic Therapy. Next at 5 o'clock is the Renaissance man Dale Pendel, whose books of prose and poetry are required reading in some universities. Dale returns to Palenque Norte again this year to lead a plialogue on the topic of greenness, the way of Eve, and the poison path. Or, or he might change his topic at the last minute just to keep things interesting for us. And then on Thursday, again, at 6 o'clock, my dear friend Seabrook Leaf is going to lead the plialogue that, I must confess, holds the greatest interest for me. Not just because of its utopian possibilities, but also because Seabrook has actually begun doing what he calls establishing a tribal land base. Now, Friday will be our last day of regularly scheduled plialogues at the Burning Man event this year, and we'll begin at 3 p.m. with topic leader Eric Davis, who is going to lead a discussion about ecology and the imagination. And if past years are any indication, you'll need to get there early to fit into the yurt for Eric's plialogue. Eric has been one of the cornerstones for Palenque Norte since we first began, and his talks are always not just on the cutting edge, but also very highly inspirational. Now, following Eric, at 4 p.m. on Friday, will be Mark Healy. Now, I know a lot of you already know Mark, but just in case you don't recognize his name, if you go back to podcast number 45 and listen to the lecture that Fraser Clark gave at Stanford University back in the 90s, well, in that talk, Fraser points out the fact that it was Mark who was instrumental in kickstarting the rave scene in San Francisco. The last time I saw Mark, he was just finishing work on a documentary film about the Mayan calendar that he was directing. And the topic that Mark will be discussing at Burning Man this year is the Galactic Revolution, the link between crop circles, Burning Man, and the end of time. So, if you happen to have an interest in things like the end of time, well, you won't want to miss Mark's plialogue. And then at 5 o'clock on Friday, we'll hold our final scheduled plialogue at this year's festival when Bruce Damer brings some news about the ultimate revelation, how rare we are in the universe, and what to do about it. A couple of days ago, I called Bruce for a quick chat, and we wound up talking for almost 2 hours once we got off into some of the things that he'll be discussing on the playa this year. And I have to admit that after hearing some of the new information that Bruce has to pass along from his colleagues at NASA, I'm once again undertaking an inventory of my current worldview, and now I have plans to jettison some of the old baggage that no longer fits the facts, at least the facts as we know them right now. Now, all week long, hopefully, our plialogues will add to the growing conversation that will end with what I believe to be the most significant event that will take place in the playa this year, and that is the Gathering of the Tribes Council that will be held at 3 p.m. on Saturday in the Big Dome at Entheon. Here's what Sobe has to say about this event. Stay tuned for the shamanic cheerleaders and friends heralding the 4th annual Black Rock City Gathering of the Tribes Council in Entheon Main Dome at 3 p.m. with DJ Imagica and MCs from Cyphertown. Throughout the week, there will have been discussions happening throughout Black Rock City, including in Entheon Village and the Pod Cluster with its Palenque Norte plialogues. This will be an opportunity to experience the distillations of those conversations, in addition to participate in a facilitated council with citizens of Black Rock City. The central theme is about how we collectively will be taking the Green Man consciousness into the future. An awards ceremony will be held at the end for efforts made to projects that have been happening to green the burn. So I guess that's it. All we have to do now is the final packing and travel to the playa. So for those fellow Solaners who will be there this year, I hope you stop by the pod cluster at Intertidal near 7:30 and say hello. And if you do, you'll probably find some other fellow Solaners there, including John Hanna and my good friend Mateo, Matt Palomary, who you might remember from podcasts 80 and 89. This will be Mateo's first year at Burning Man, and in order to give the plyologs a little flavor from a first-timer's perspective, Mateo will be my co-host or co-moderator for the plyologs. So you can be sure that it won't all be just serious talk, because whenever Mateo and I get together, laughter is seldom far behind. And when we return from the playa, well, if all goes well, we'll have recordings of all these playa logs that will eventually be finding their way to you through these podcasts. So one way or another, you're going to get a taste of Burning Man this year. Now, one last bit of good news before I sign off, and that is the fact that Laura Huxley is recovering from her fall quite nicely. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Laura had a bad fall that landed her in the hospital and ultimately in a cast. But the other day, Gary Fisher and Charlie Grobe drove up to see her, and they've reported back that she's already climbing the stairs in her house, which is really amazing when you consider how serious an injury she had just a few weeks ago. You know, to see a 96-year-old person snap back so quickly sure gives a lot of hope to us younger guys who hope to get up to where she is someday. So thanks to all of you for sending your good vibes her way, and hey, let's keep that up until she's back to 100%. And for now, this is Lorenzo signing off from Cyberdelic Space. Be well, my friends.
It is the impossible become possible and yet remaining impossible.